Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Port City Patriots. It's me, John, Mr. Mobile Young, and my debut radio show here on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much. I'm excited, nervous, but we are going to get right down to business. And I have to first say, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. We go somewhere when we die, and there's only two choices. Choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and go to heaven. Following that up with, I want to give a big shout out to Christopher Tom Cruise Levy and Hannah Banana Levy. Christopher is graduating from Baker tomorrow, and Hannah played in the Division II National Championship games and unfortunately lost this past weekend. But I love the Levy family. Let's give a get well soon to Mark the Minuteman Minert. He's at USA Medical Center. He went in for a hair transplant. Things got out of hand, and now he's been there for about a week. And let's give a get well soon to a good friend of mine and a big supporter, James Looney. He's at Mobile Infirmary right now with his family. And if you guys will, just send out some prayers for healing for Mark and James and hope that they get home soon. Thank you, Mr. Looney, for everything. You know, my debut show, I had a lot of concerns about what I would talk about first. And it was hard. It was several things I had on my mind. But an incident this past couple of weeks made me realize that the first thing I need to talk about is fatherhood, how important fathers are in the home. And the Webster's Dictionary describes father as a male parent, a man who has begotten a child. So I have to talk about it because when we talk about the issues we're experiencing in our community, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, and on the street, is that we men have to get back into our rightful role as head. We have to lead. And I want to say right now, I'm not talking down to anybody. I'm not speaking towards anyone as if I'm better than you are, as if I haven't made mistakes. I am. I'm a sinner saved by the blood of Christ, and I've fallen down a lot of times. But fortunately, I've always gotten up. And one of the reasons I can say I've gotten up is because of my father. Johnny M. Young was one of the strongest men I've ever met in my life. He is now 92. He's still my role model. I still look up to him because of the examples he set in my life. When I fell down and didn't do right, it wasn't because he didn't teach me right. He always taught me the right thing to do. He was an example to me. He never was drunk and came home and run us out of the house. He never two-timed my mom. I had a family across town. He did not carry a gun. He did not carry a knife. The only one time I saw him drink, and he and Ralph Sylvester, God rest Ralph Sylvester's soul, they were drinking something, and it made Daddy vomit all night long. But that's the worst I've saw. Well, I've seen him. I've seen him bad, but that's because I deserved it. You know, when I failed the seventh grade and Ms. Thompson called him, I think he was more disappointed than angry. But the examples he gave me, a work ethic, a fear of the Lord, a desire for family. As I said, I've not always done right. I've not always gotten it right. But it wasn't because he didn't teach me. And that's what I'm encouraging us to do, Port City Patriots, is to get back to where we rightfully belong. And ladies, you have to support us in this. You can't fight us anymore on this. We can't listen to the outside influences and what social therapists are saying, that masculinity is toxic. It is not. Being a man, being masculine, being a leader is what we were designed for. And we need your feminine strength to guide us and be a helpmeet unto us. What we deal with in Mobile, if you talk about crime, I believe most of our violent crime is committed by boys who don't have fathers, because fathers teach their sons how to handle their emotion. They teach their sons how to deal with letdown and heartbreak. They teach their sons that there are always alternatives to violence. Being able to recognize when to use violence and being able to recognize the signs of violence so they can leave. These are jobs that only a father can do. These are jobs that God designed us to do. And I have to emphasize this because this is how we solve our problems. This is not anything new. It's not rocket science. We've been doing it this way for decades in America. It's just only in the past 50 years that someone decided to tell women that they didn't have to shave their legs anymore and didn't have to wear a bra, and the government would give them money to take care of their kids, alleviating men of all of their responsibilities. Remember, once upon a time, a woman had to have a father's name on a birth certificate. Remember, once upon a time, welfare was viewed as a handout, and it was embarrassing. Once upon a time, when a woman got pregnant, the shotgun, he either married her or her dad put a shotgun in his back. So we have to get back to families. And that's all I'm emphasizing. And I start with the men because it's our fault. It's our responsibility. We should not abandon our families. Even if you have a child with a girlfriend and she's mean and angry towards you, do not walk away from that child as much as you possibly can without endangering yourself to go to jail or have physical harm caused to you. Because especially girls need their fathers to give them self-esteem, to tell them daddy's little girl is beautiful the way you are, to give her confidence, to talk to her and teach her what kind of man to expect. Boys need a dad to teach him how to be a man, how to change a tire, how to tie a tie, how to be patient and calm, how to give your last, provide. The three things a man provides to his wife, his family, he professes his love by protection, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and provision, providing their needs physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And doing that while carrying the other burdens, if he has to be involved in the church or has to work longer hours or he has a brother that he has to counsel, whether it's a physical brother or a brother in the church, those are the burdens that men carry, but that's what we are supposed to carry after Adam ate the fruit. We will work by the sweat of our brows and eat of the thorns and thistles of the land. That is our burden that we carry. And it started with Adam and Eve, but it did not end there. It's carried on now. And we have no choice. If we want to have a civilized society, we must do these things. We have to get back into our rightful place. And how do we do that? Well, men hold men accountable. We have to remind each other that's what we are supposed to do. We have to remind each other that eventually we have to grow up. We cannot remain in perpetual adolescence and wearing our hat backwards and speaking in broken language and hanging out at the bars and clubs and buying the latest sneakers. And we have to grow up. You need to see a distinction between a 54-year-old man and a 24-year-old man. There should be a distinction in behavior and talk and manner of dress and the friends we have, the places we frequent and the way the conversations we have. We must make a distinction because Port City, if we don't, then the civilized society that we have left will not remain long. As the culture changes and becomes more indigent and violent and single parent focused and no one wants to marry or they're marrying just to have a wedding, we're going to start losing what little we have. We're coming up on a break, but I want to define Port City Patriot. It was in my intro, and that intro, it was all me. I chose everything in it. All of them are significant to me. But a Port City Patriot is someone who loves and respects their city. If you love Mobile and respect Mobile, you will not throw trash on the floor. You will not run red lights. You will not disrespect the other citizens. You will not be loud and belligerent. Let's just get back to respecting our city. This is a wonderful place to live, and it becomes better when we decide to do better, when we are more involved inside of everything that's going on, talking to one another, being polite to one another. I live in Todd Acres, Cypress Shores, and I love my neighbors. I have a very good community, but we all look out for each other's common interest. If a yard needs to be cut, if trash is on the floor, we pick it up. We don't want our community dirty. So That's all Port City Patriots are. I'll use that term often. You'll hear me refer to myself as Mr. Mobile and JY and Big Mahogany. Coming up on the break, we got 30 seconds to the break, Philip, right now, about 30 seconds. So the next, we're coming back. I have to do some commercials. But when we come back, we'll get into what are some of the downsides of not having fathers in the home, the science behind it, and how we solve it. We're not going to leave this at what is wrong with the family and the city. We're also going to have solutions for it. So please stick around. I'll be over my nervousness soon. I'll stop stuttering and bumbling around, and we'll have a very good remainder of the show. So please stick around. Thank you. All right, guys, we're back from the break. You're on Tonight with Mobile, with Mr. Mobile. And before we go any further, I want to talk about the sponsor that is the head sponsor of my show, Newdrolics. They do industrial hoses. They're 311RE Court in Crichton. Their phone number is 251-689-9292. And listen, if you need any industrial hose work, just go out and see my friends Jonathan, Michael, Jacob, and Wesley, or even Street Jesus. They can hook you up with whatever hoses they have out there. Wade is doing a great job running the show. They're right there at the corner of Spring Hill and I-65 southbound. Whenever you get a chance or anything you need, visit them, or at least just go in and say, hey, thanks for sponsoring Mr. Mobile, because without them, I wouldn't be on. Patty sent in and said, John, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you, Patty. And someone else sent in, there's no name, John, be sure to distinguish, there is a significant black crime problem in Mobile. One out of six blacks have a father figure in the light of life. That is very accurate. And I'm going to do other shows that get more specific, but this one is specifically targeting all fathers, encouraging all men to get back into their homes, be examples, even if you don't have children, to be examples to these children and lead them. You know, I have a couple of buddies that have children that I didn't know were not theirs. I just had no idea they were not the biological fathers of these children. I was shocked. I was maybe in my 20s when I found out my pawpaw wasn't my biological grandfather because of how much he loved us and showed us. He never made a distinction between us. So we can do that if we get involved in these families in our homes. We can get back to normal. We can get back to having a civilized society and continue moving forward. Because the detriment, the problems that we're having with kids without a father in their home, they're more likely to be impoverished. They're three times more likely, not just as a child, but as an adult, to be impoverished. Because fathers aren't there to tell them not to drop out of school. Fathers aren't there to put the fear of God in them not to get arrested. Fathers aren't there to say, hey, you're high, I know you're smoking dope. It takes fathers there to enforce the rules. Moms are nurturers, fathers are enforcers. That is the balance we have. That is the balance God gave us. So I am encouraging families. JY, you don't have one. No, it's not for everybody. Not everyone's good at it. But for those of us who have lived life and experienced, I should have wisdom to impart. I should be able to tell people from my experiences, personal and from family and friends. What good am I if I am not able to tell you to do something I've not done or can't do, right? If that's what we're waiting for, then only Jesus Christ can come and tell us anything. If that is what we're waiting for, why do we allow drug dealers to talk to our children? If that is what we're waiting for, why do we forgive our preachers when they go with our wives and our sisters in the church? So, no, I'm not saying I can do it or I'm good at it. I'm only saying what needs to be done. And if anyone can argue with me articulately, factually, about why this families and fathers are a bad idea, please text us, call us, let us know. I want to hear about it. You know, saying that the way to stay out of poverty, it's not just as simple as you have to have a father. You have to make good decisions. There are some men who've not had fathers in their home that are doing quite well. Well, kudos to them. Those who are well need not a physician. So my message are for those that are falling down. When we look at the fights in our school, who's carrying guns in our town, who's speeding, who's wearing their clothes hanging off of them and using profane language in public, the teenagers, the young people that are doing that. I guarantee you those are symptoms of not having a father. These are just statistically and historical issues that kids are more likely to be drug addicts without a father in their home. They're more likely to have run-ins with the law. Girls will feel abandoned. They call them daddy issues when they were making fun of it in the 90s, but that's a real thing. If daddy isn't there to teach his little girl that you are not a hoe and that you're not going to show your twop waffle to everybody, that's what she grows up thinking gains her attention. She will gravitate to whatever gives her the most attention. So it is for a dad to tell your little girl, our little girls, you have self-esteem, daughter. You are beautiful. You don't have to overcompensate for anything. Dad leads the prayers at lunch and breakfast and dinner. Dad leads the family going to church. Dad drives the family on vacation. Dad is the protector, the physical protector, when something goes bump in the night. So I'm only encouraging what statistically and historically we know is right. So anyone that would argue against family, they are evil. Anyone that would tell a woman, you don't need a man, they are evil. Any woman that would say, I don't need a man, is delusional. That is one of the worst phrases that came out of feminism, is convincing women that they did not need men in their lives to help raise children. It's one thing if you just want to be a spinster or just live by yourself, but when you say you want children, that child needs a father, an in-home, everyday, always around father. And that's all we are encouraging. You've heard us, when I say us, I mean John Ford and I speak about Men United Against Violence, our campaigns, The Child's Future Starts at Home was one of them, and it does. We are the fertile ground in the home. With that seed that child is planted in, we promote it. We make it grow, and how it grows is up to us. Your family needs you is one of our other campaigns. When we weren't just talking to children, we were talking to fathers and mothers. Be available. Be back into your children's lives. Be a part of it. For guys like me, God has given me the duty and the task to say these things, to remind us all of our duties, to remind us all of our place in society. And there are more men like me. I guess most men don't have the gift that God gave me of communication, so no, they won't speak a lot or often. But we all have something to contribute. I spoke to a group of young men Saturday. I won't say the group's name. I don't know if they want me to. But I told them they have to get it right. If they fail, if that generation fails, then our society will fall. There won't be a civilized Mobile left if this generation doesn't get it right. I implored them to embrace their masculinity and cut their hair and pull their pants up and not wear bedazzled clothes and not encourage these big women wearing spandex. Don't encourage that. That's just bad. But I've told them that they are the future. And this is what we have to tell young men and young women, but especially start with men. You have to get it right. Men my age should not still be playing video games all day, so walking around with shower shoes on and jerseys and backwards hats and gold chains and playing loud music. We have to grow up. We have to give an example. My oldest brother, Michael, always says, at 25, you're as grown as you're going to be. After that, you can only get old. And there are no truer words, because the work ethic that you have, your personality traits, your strengths and your weaknesses, your drive are already built into you. My advice for every young man graduating high school this year is spend the next 10 or 12 years working on yourself, working out, building your relationship with God, your profession, focusing it on with a laser. Do not become distracted by baubles and women and things. Don't go out and buy a new gold chain every time you get paid, or a new video game, or I got a shoe collection. This whole thing with the Prada purse has proved that this whole shoe collection is a ruse also. Everything's made in China, so it isn't as valuable as you think it is, guys. It isn't as valuable as you think it is, you know. So these things with luxury watches, that's made in China also. So don't focus on those things. Focus on the inward man. Be that man. Men, let's be those examples to these young men. When they see us, they should not see older versions of themselves. They should see old men. We're getting old. And I don't care how much hair dye you use or or how many blue pills you take, or how much loudly you play your music, or how many motorcycles you own. We're getting old. The negative side of it is very apparent. It has only gotten worse over the last 50 years. Each decade, the numbers get worse. Each decade, more children are born outside of marriage. And each decade, we become more and more desensitized to it. We've normalized something that should have never, ever been normalized. We celebrate it. We encourage it. We promote it. We propagate it. And we have to change this on our own. This is not a government solution. This is a man and family solution. So my encouragement tonight, as always, is family. It's always men. Let's be men. Let's get calluses on our hands again. Let's take off our tubes. You know, men are buying hair. Think about that. I would have never thought men are buying extensions. I've been bald since I was 16. It's just part of it in my family. It's just part of it, Philip. We lost our hair early in my family. It never crossed my mind about getting a toupee or getting extensions. And now at 50, if I showed up with a high top fade and everyone's seen me bald, and then I show up with a kid and play hot top fade, they call me a lunatic. I couldn't go back to Hillsdale. They laughed me out of there. But we're coming up on another break, and I just want you guys to remember my brother's words to these young men. At 25, you're as grown as you're going to be. After that, you can only get older. It's Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you, guys. We're back with Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I gave out the wrong phone number to Neudrolix. My sponsor called me and said, we're not paying you if you don't get that correct. So it is 251-471-1591. And directly across the street from Neudrolix is Eddie's Pawn Shop, Pawn and Jewelry. Listen, anything you need, they have. I've bought electronics from them, power tools, several firearms, different types of jewelry. Go in and see Ed, Sandra, Braxton, and JJ. Tell them Mr. Mobile sent you. You can ask Dean or Carson to give you a hug. And if you need to cash a check, you can see Emma, Juanita, Betty, or Dolly. Eddie's Pawn Shop on East 266 East I-65 Service Road, right there in Crichton, right there at Spring Hill and 65. They have everything you need from... just stop in and give JJ a hug. He likes to be tickled behind his ear, and Braxton likes his beard rubbed. Tell them Mr. Mobile sent you. And if you need a chiropractor, there's none better than James Gordon at the Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic, located at 2172 St. Stephen's Road. He is a fine doctor. I've used him for 20 years myself for alignments, for touch-ups, for if you've been in a car accident and are experiencing back pain and you can't, the doctors aren't helping you. I strongly encourage that you go see James Gordon at Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic. His phone number is 251-583-1600. Now, back to what we were talking about. If you guys want to call in on the Mallory Piping text line, it is 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. That's the Mallory Piping text line. Ask me some questions, make some comments, we'll have conversations. But the influence, the effect of the absence fathers in homes, if we look at our greater society and look at how much we're dealing with juvenile crime, juvenile delinquency, juveniles dropping out of school, juveniles stealing cars, juveniles having street takeovers, and juveniles running amok through the malls, most of these kids don't have fathers. I'm not going to talk about where I work because I don't want to make any conflicts between my personal First Amendment right and my profession. But I see so many kids, when I ask them, do you have a man in your home or a father in your home? And they say no. And one kid I ask, well, do you think it would make a difference? He says, I don't know. I've never seen it. So many of these young men grow up in an environment devoid of men, completely absent. Not even a strong uncle or a strong grandfather, because now grandparents, great-grandparents are 50, grandparents are 40. You know, the parents are 30, but they have 12 kids from 20 to 10. So no one's being allowed to grow and have experience. There's no pawpaws anymore. you know, they're still trying to hang out at the clubs. There are no more mamas and big mamas, and that's another thing. Now these kids in this generation have grown up thinking big mama's a man wearing a dress. No, that wasn't. Big mama was your grandmother, and she was called big mama because she was big, but that's because she had enough lap for all the grandkids to sit on, and she could cook, and she could hug you all. She knew what to tell you when you needed advice, just like your pawpaws. You know, they always knew what to say. They spoiled you. You know, if you raise your children, you can spoil your grandchildren. And my grandparents spoiled me. My mama and pawpaw, we loved going to their house because we could always eat and do whatever we wanted. But it came with sacrifice. It came with a demanding schedule in life. And so we know these things work. We know historically it works. So we not need to get back to that. We have to just bite the bullet and say that instead of trying to be our child's friend, we have to be our child's parent. You know, and I can remember when it began changing, that dynamic of marriage and behavior of people that were married changed. It started, of course, with the welfare in the 60s and feminism and then crack cocaine and gangster rap that promoted abusing women and selling drugs and having being promiscuous. But then television changed. The programming we saw changed. We had The Cosby Show and other family-oriented shows in the 80s. But then in the 90s, we got shows that were more focused on single behavior. And there are two shows that stand out to me the most that were very popular for a long time, and they both were very funny, is Martin and Friends. Martin began showing the childish, silly man syndrome and masculine, aggressive women. Yes, it was entertaining and funny, but now that I look back on it, it sort of began this negative stigma or negative definition of what men and women were and how they behaved. We stopped looking at men as being the emotionally mature, strong, going to solve the problem, not prone to lose control, and that women were soft and feminine and not in your face. And then the TV show Friends, very popular, but all those guys were feminine. There was nothing tough or masculine about any of them. And that's the other issue we have, is that we're now fighting a battle that is outside of us. It's the music and the movies and the TV. Now we rarely have a strong male character in a movie. It is always the boss babe who's picking guys up twice their size and throwing them down, and the guys are just dumb and stupid. There's one movie where I saw a little girl, like maybe a 12-year-old girl, armbar a guy, an adult male, and they're just attacking masculinity and manhood. And it's just gotten worse. You know, the Jedis and the other movies are just displaying men as weak and infantile. And part of it's because our testosterone levels are at the lowest that they've ever been. And estrogen levels are excelling in men. And that's why you see boys with large, not masculine chests, but it looks like their pectorals or they could wear a bra. It's because estrogen is now pumped into the food. But that's why we have to be aware that's going on, what's going on, and fight back. We can't keep listen, don't take your family to see movies that have men dressed like women. There's nothing funny about it. It sends a different message to that little boy and that little girl. You know, don't take your little girl to a movie where it shows women violent and punching and fighting and kicking. It just sends the wrong message. Yeah, JY, you're all over the place, but it all goes back to what I'm saying for stronger families to solve this problem. We cannot continue exposing our children at a very young age to these things that we know are detrimental. If your kid sits on his iPad all day long in the grocery store, you guys know I mind my own business everywhere I go. I don't bother anybody. But when a lady has two kids in a basket with iPads in their hands, and then has to get another basket for her groceries. Come on now, this is simple. But it's bad enough when moms do it, but now I see dads do it. I see men doing these things. We have to get back to strong traditional American values. We have to get back, even if you're not saved or a Christian, you have to admit a mom and dad in the home raising their children is a good idea. It's not a good idea that kids drop out of school. It's not a good idea that kids carry guns. So let's just endorse what we know. When dad isn't there, little kids go through the feelings of abandonment. if they go and see their friend's dad at the baseball game or basketball game, because we enroll our kids in every athletic ability throughout the year and then complain about having to travel all year long. But when these kids go and don't see their dad there or someone there to encourage them, then it gives them a feeling of abandonment. They want that interaction. They want that trip to the ice cream parlor after the game. We mentioned before, it's like self-esteem issues. But even, you know, now they're saying that so many adults need anxiety and depression medication. And everyone has to go to counseling, and counseling is a good idea. But some of it could be avoided if we had families intact, teaching kids that you will not always succeed. You will not always get the trophy. You will not always get the award. You will not always win. So the medication that we're giving to kids, I think Frederick Douglass said it best, it's easier to raise a good child than it's easier to raise a strong child than to fix a broken man. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to play catch up with these kids after we've already allowed the influences, after they already seen the bad lifestyles. These kids are not taught, you know, kids without a father are more likely to have a bad relationship. They're more likely not able to sustain boys because they don't know the emotional strain that they are required, and girls because they don't know what true affection and love is. So these are all things that we know have occurred. These are all things that we know what the problem is and we know the solution. So let's just be honest about it. We're not going to listen to any more studies about gender studies and any more studies about kiss your baby on the head and if he does something wrong, don't raise your voice. Let's get back to it. My daddy had a brown leather belt, and I was very familiar with it because, you know, when you have a twin brother, you can get in trouble every single day of your life. It's easy to do, and I did it. I did it every chance I got. But discipline, it came. He was never malicious. He never beat me with his fist intentionally, I don't think. But when he picked me up and threw me down, I paid attention, you know, and we have to just get back to that because life isn't easy. We've set so many children up for failure because we've not allowed them to feel pain. We've protected them for it. And I blame my generation. I graduated from Baker in 1990, despite my best efforts not to graduate on time after failing the seventh grade. But my generation failed because we were the product of a generation that struggled and worked hard. And then we thought we made it. We thought we'd accomplished everything. So I'll have to save the rest of my thought. We're coming up on a break. But the class of 90, 88, 89, 90, 91 is our fault because we stopped making our kids struggle. We tried to give them everything we didn't have. We didn't want them to be sad. And now those kids are raising kids the exact same way. I hope you guys like Run DMC because this is one of my favorite songs. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you, guys. Coming back from our break, this is our last 15 minutes of the show. So I can't leave without telling you about Youth Reach Gulf Coast, which is a Christian-centered residential home for young men between the age of 18 and 22. It's located in Somerdale, Alabama, on an 81-acre campus. They run a year-long program with full service at no cost to men or their families. The staff and families live and work and enjoy life together. The community provides a healthy and stable environment for residents to restore their hope and feeling of belonging. It's voluntary commitment, but YRGC can work with the court system to help young men resolve court cases. Through the year, the men receive biblical teaching and counseling, valuable life skills, and tools for healthy habit and character building. Please visit their website at yrgc.org. This is an organization that my good friend Craig Jennings put me in contact with, and their focus is reestablishing the family. Craig is one of the board members of Men United Against Violence. There is not a finer Christian man created. When Jesus Christ said of man born of woman, there's none greater than John the Baptist. That's how I feel about Craig Jennings. So when he told me about this, I had to put them on the air that you guys go to their website. If you know some men that are going through problems and just need to be in a community to help get them on their feet, this is the place. I spoke a few weeks ago at a place, I won't say where, and there was always emphasis on programs, and we need more programs. We need more outreach. We need more money. We need more, 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 more. Well, this is not a money problem. Trillions of dollars have been spent on programs and systems. Trillions of dollars have been given to men and women to get back on their feet. But that's not going to work because this isn't a money issue. The program I just talked about, the company I just talked about, YRGC, they are talking about reestablishing people to be contributors to the community. And that's what we have to do. We have spent enough money. We have spent enough time giving out programs, but we never emphasize family in these programs. If you have a Christmas toy drive, we did one, Men United Against Violence did one 2 years ago, but we made sure everyone that bought toys and clothes brought their spouse with them. So the kids got to open Christmas gifts with a husband and a wife, and they got to play with people, with a husband and a wife, because we want these kids to see that Christmas isn't just about getting things. It's about family. We are trying to plant seeds of family. We encourage that. So we, yeah, programs are great. I guess you can't get rid of them all of a sudden, but if what if they followed our formula? What if we encouraged husbands and wives? What if, you know, PTA, no parents come to PTA, rarely come to PTA. There's very low participation. When I was a kid, you had to wear a shirt and tie to go to the PTA meeting, and it was filled. Every child's parents were there. Now there are more parents at a football game or at graduation. And listen, let's make graduations classy again. We've gotten so out of hand with the disruptions, the cheering, the yelling, the dance routines now. Let's be classy again. And I think that's another reason why we have this dance and still discipline. You know, we men set the rules that must be followed, or class and decorum. Your dad looks at you when you're speaking too loud or you're behaving disruptively. And we have to get back to that. I can remember Quartz Jones. I say Quartz because that's how the teacher said it at Palmer Pillins in the 80s. And he wore the calf socks up to his over his calf, and he wore the coach's shorts, and he always had a whistle around his neck. And, you know, he like knocked fire out of you when he paddled you. And Coach Hill at Hillsdale, when I was there, he was a fine man, a great example of a man. But when he paddled you, he knocked fire out of you. And then Coach Bumpers, who was at Hillsdale when my brothers, my siblings were there, that just the examples of the men in our lives. And I could go on and start naming men that have influenced my life, but I would leave people out when I talk about Donald Shepherd Sr. and John Aikens and Mr. Dribblebiz, men who had a direct impact on my life outside of my home. I always had strong male role models in my life. And it affects us because we're held accountable to more than our family. I know Mr. Aikens had the exact same ideas for me that my father had. I knew I couldn't go to Mr. Aikens' house and misbehave because I was away from home. I knew Mr. Shepherd would treat me and love me the same way he loved his son, his own son. I knew I could go by their house and eat when they weren't home, when my friends weren't there. I could go on and on, but I could name man after man after man that's influenced my life, because boys need men as role models. We have to have it. We have to get back to American traditional values. We cannot continue down this path, Mobile. This is our city. Whatever it is and becomes is up to us. Yes, we should be involved in politics. We should know who we're voting for and what they represent. We must know. But ultimately, it's up to us to be inside our homes, our schools, and our communities. The church isn't what it used to be. The preachers aren't the types of preachers that P.H. Goff was. They are not the same anymore. They're more materialistic and want to be seen, and they want to have the suits and the cars and the diamond rings and look like Dolomite in the pulpit and whoop and on the microphone. We have to get back to that. We have to get back to the strong American Christian values. We have to. We don't have a choice, Mobile. This is our time. You know, all of us have had a time, if Dad had a pool at our house on McNeil Avenue. And of course, I would skip school and all my buddies. Well, one of my buddies, Sean, he went under twice. He dove. He couldn't swim. And while he dove off the diving board, it's just his ego. Everyone else was. But he went down the first time and like, ha, ha, ha. He went down the second time. And my buddy, Karsten, said, somebody get him. Because if he went down the third time, he wasn't coming back. We knew that. So I grabbed him and I saved his life. But that's where we are, Mobile. We can't go down the third time. We have to stand up now and for our families and for our friends. And I want to remind everyone, I am not speaking as holier than thou. I am a flawed man saved only by the grace of God. I am filthy rags. Oh, wretched man I am. Thank you, God, for sending your son for me. Because I have failed miserably many times. But through that experience, through my falls, through my successes, I can speak and say that these are the best things for us to do. And we all know it. So kicking against the pricks won't solve anything. Disagreeing with me. Hey, look, Drew and I, John Ford and I always say, we will go and debate anybody about this anywhere, anytime. We travel. We will be there and be able to defend our position and our opinion. I will always stand on principle and truth. I was asked several times if I were running for political office, and every reason I should be elected, I wouldn't be elected, because eventually I'm going to say something that would disagree with whoever is in power or in charge. I always have to be careful of what I say out of uniform, because it might get me out of uniform. But if ever anyone asks me a question, they'll never call me a liar. This is my debut. I'm sorry for my stuttering and stammering. I did as well as I could. Thank you, Patty, for saying I'm doing a wonderful job. A, thank you. Thank you guys for your text messages. And Grant said, Corch, you know what I'm talking about, Grant. Thank you all for your input. We'll be back here next Monday night at 8 p.m. on Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, hosted by Neudrolics. Thank you, guys. Good night. God bless. And I love the Port City.